This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOA News Time is 8:39. Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Leanne Castor of the Chase County Old School Development District with an update, or maybe some updates we can say here today.
Leanne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good.
And what would make you very good here today?
An opportunity to share the many things going on at the old school right now.
Well, let's talk about it right now then, Leanne. What is going on at the Chase County Old School?
Well, I would say the first thing that we'd want to share is that the final papers have been signed on selling the historic two-story limestone building. Our board has been working on that diligently for the past 3 years and found a wonderful developer that we met every criteria we had set for a developer. And the official papers were signed just this week.
So if
people don't know the property is made up of 7 acres. There's the limestone building and that was built in 1903, and then there's the gymnasium with classrooms that was built in the 1960s. And we have sold the limestone building to be developed into apartments.
Outstanding. That kind of begs the next question in the process is, now that you have the paperwork signed, where do things go from here, and how fast can things get from point A to point B?
Well, actually, Holloman of Frontier Development in Manhattan has sent an email with a little quote, and I'll just read the quote about what he said. He said, apartment prices will be set when we closer to completion, which should be sometime next fall. They'll be rented to people making between 60 and 150% of the area median income. This is designed to serve a workforce housing costs that includes the rent and utilities will not exceed 30% of the renter's income. This is all based on an opportunity that we had to apply for a moderate income housing grant that the state developed in the past year. And we were very successful in getting $1 million toward this development. We had to do a housing study to show the desperate need of housing in Chase County, which that was pretty easy to prove, and get the grant. And with all of those things behind us, it's all moving forward now.
Yeah, pressing forward. Housing studies aren't cheap to get done, number one, but you certainly got that taken care of. So how many units are we looking at here, Leanne?
The architect's plans are done and lovely, 10 units, 5 of them one bedroom, 5 of them two bedroom. If you'd like to see the architect's plans, on October 7th, when we're having the big courthouse sesquicentennial over here, we will have the plans out and information on getting an application if you're interested in one of the apartments. Come on by on October 7th and see all the other things we have going on that day, plus maybe get a chance to talk to Mr. Holloman. He's hoping to be around that day.
How big is this step here, Leanne, for the whole process going forward? Just how big is this component to the whole picture?
You know, the school closed in 2010, built in 1903, closed in 2010, and it has actually been a 13-year process to get to this point. So it's huge. We've done lots of community meetings. The two things that always came out that they hoped the property could be used for was housing and for a community center. We need both of those desperately. So we are maintaining the gymnasium and most of the property as the community center staying very active there.
Yeah.
And then the limestone building will be the housing part of the community's wishes. So 13 years is a long time in the making for these dreams to come true.
Well, congratulations on that.
Huge
that
deal.
That's huge. That is a nice job because a lot of work, a lot of effort went into accomplishing that. And now you get to watch the build happen. And really, quite honestly, Leanne, by next fall, that's pretty much a fast track, isn't it?
I agree.
Yeah.
We have such a good relationship with Frontier. They have been in the building. Like I said, the plans are made. I got to walk through the building as they took Brenda Spencer, who is their historic preservationist, on their development team. I got to walk through with her while they were talking about things they can do and can't, because it is on the National Historic Registry.
Yeah.
So their lead developers have been in the building a lot, making all the plans. So I think all the things are in place to just get hands-on and get started right now.
Awesome. Well, let's shift to the event schedule here, because it's bustling. And that's not only because of the 150th anniversary for the courthouse coming up here in a couple of weeks, but you've got a huge activity list here through the end of the year.
We do. You know, we have 8 board members, and I think the saying is burning the candle at both ends. 5 of us were up there yesterday painting from, I think we started at 10 in the morning and finally quit at 6, hanging cords for the quilt show we're about to have. Everything just came up at once. September 21st, we have our book club that we have once a month. We would love to have people join us for that, 5 o'clock, no charge. 22nd, we are having, I think it's our 4th or 5th pitch card party, $10 donation. We have snacks, 7 to 9:30. People have a great time, couples or singles. The way we set tables up and play, anyone can come participate. 23rd, the Emporia Arts Council is doing an art class for $25. You can contact Emporia Arts Council to sign up for that. Then October 7th is the courthouse centennial. During that, we're having our annual old school pumpkin run. You can sign up for that by going to runsignup.com, click the race button, and choose old school pumpkin run. We're having cars and coffee from 9 to 12. Come by with your car, have a good cinnamon twist, a visit, look at the cars. We're having student art and essay displays. We're having a quilt display. I think we've got 30 to 35 quilts that we will be displaying. Emporia Arts Council is doing free art projects for anyone that wants to come. We're going to have a concession stand with homemade treats. October 27th and 28th, we're having our 3rd haunted house. Those have been wildly successful. This year we're going to add a bonfire and have s'mores for people that want to really get into the fall celebration. And then November 25th is our usual country Christmas over here, when we do decorate everything and have a silent auction. And we've added a slightly used or new Christmas item sale that was so successful last year for people to come buy their decorations at highly discounted prices, so they can be all ready for the holidays. And then we have pickleball every Tuesday and Thursday. That's been going on for a number of months now. Just $20 a month, and you can come play from 4:30 to 6:30 every Tuesday and Thursday. Our ladies laugh and have a lot of fun playing pickleball.
Outstanding.
Well, that's all?
Well, we also decided to take on painting 3 different rooms at this time. So, you know what, if you have any listeners that would like to volunteer, we have so many opportunities for volunteers.
Sounds like
that
it.
We would take anything anyone would like to offer.
Outstanding. Well, Leanne, really appreciate your time with us here. Congratulations on getting the developer all secured and getting those spaces turned into apartments here for those of you in Chase County. Outstanding work. Please keep us posted.
Thank you. Anyone can call 620-340-9634 if they'd like to volunteer or ask any questions. That's my number.
Leanne, thanks. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for Leanne Kester's time here this morning. Yeah, Chase County Old School Development Project. Boy, that's some big news here this morning.
Major step forward, and you heard it right here on KVUE. Don't forget, we'll have Leland Ains with Visit Emporia.